Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot. Take a shot, take a shot, get back to your life.
Take a shot, take a shot, take a shot,
get back to your life. Take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, get back to your life. Take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spads Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spads will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spads Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius asked Benicia to get into Alonso's phone while he's asleep and screenshot all the messages between him and Shelley. Catalina and Myrtle discussed Women's Road to Growth programs of the Center for Local Business Development and the Sherry Blair Foundation, and Catalina decided to apply. Alexis revealed to Myrtle and Catalina that Denzel is dating a woman 20 years older than he is. They confronted him and insisted on meeting her. As we return, Mali is on the phone with Catalina.
Barrington enjoying the vibes all the time.
Catalina? I don't know what to tell you, but it sounds to me like Denzel is in love with this woman. I really hope that he brings you over soon so y'all could meet her. Don't worry, man. You know that he's a smart young man. Catalina, let me call you back, no? Kavita calling me. Alright, later. Hi, Kavita.
Hi, Marlo. I mean, Mommy.
Hi, it's so nice of you to call.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay, I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
Wiki Mall.
He's locked up in his room playing video games as usual.
Oh, and where's Fado?
Daddy on the phone with his cousin. She tested positive for COVID.
Oh, shucks. She okay?
I don't know. She's not in Guyana.
Oh, is Wani cousins in America?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna call you later and find out how she's doing.
Mommy, two of my friends tested positive.
What?
Yeah.
Is when this thing gonna done? Imagine even children getting affected by this thing now. I see a 16-year-old boy died a few weeks ago.
Yeah, my friends are okay though. They had flu-like symptoms, but they're better now.
Were you hanging around them before they tested positive?
Since school closed, I haven't seen them. They called me.
But you feeling alright though?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, thank God.
Where's Mina?
She's over by Sunny and Bibi.
Oh, I wanted to say hi to her.
Well, when Anil brings you later, I'm gonna let you talk to her.
I miss her.
And I'm sure that she misses you and Kimal too.
Yeah. Mommy?
What?
You know Kimal stopped talking to the counselor?
What?
Yeah. Most times when she calls, he locks up in his room.
Oh? The last time I asked, he said he was fine.
He lied.
Wow.
He's smoking his life away and I am worried.
And how you far didn't tell me anything?
Because Daddy's pretending he doesn't know what Kimal doing.
Oh gosh, what is this?
That's why I want to come and stay with you for a while, Mom.
You want to come and stay with me?
Yes. Can I?
Of course, Kavita. You and Kimal are always welcome to stay here.
Okay, I will talk to Daddy about it.
I'm so happy that you want to come.
Yeah, I just miss Marundoy.
Okay.
I will talk to Daddy and then he will call you.
Okay.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, Kavita. Wow. My daughter won't come and stay with me. Oh, goodness. Thank you, God.
Mom, you sure you want to set up this Facebook page?
Yes, June, I'm sure. I need to monitor your father.
Mom, when I am out of the country, I don't want you harassing Dad, you know. I feel like I need to leave a babysitter with you.
I can't believe you're leaving and not coming back till October. You trust James to leave him alone for that long?
Mom!
Serious, June? You will be gone for 2 months. I'm certain he'll be entertaining women while you're gone.
Mom, James has changed.
I know you're not that foolish.
Let's change the topic. Do you want to upload a picture of yourself to your profile?
Do I have to?
No. You can use another picture.
Well, let's do that. I don't want men to make comments about my looks the way women are commenting on the Cecil's picture.
Okay, Mom. I will upload a picture of a flower as your profile picture.
Can it be dandelions? I love dandelions.
Okay, I'll download one from the internet.
You must teach me all about this downloading business.
We will leave that for when I return, okay?
I wish I could come with you to see Jason and Janelle. I miss my grandchildren.
I am trying to get them to come home for Christmas.
Oh, that would be wonderful. The whole family together again.
Yes.
Aren't you afraid of traveling, though?
Not really.
I wouldn't risk it. To be on a plane for 5 hours with strangers not knowing who has COVID.
But everyone has to test before being allowed to fly.
Yes. But people can do all kinds of things to trick the system.
Well, I guess it comes down to faith. I'm vaccinated. And I take my vitamin C, D3, and zinc every day. I will be fine.
Please be careful, June.
I will, Mom. And there, you have a Facebook page.
Oh, my. Where do I start?
Oh, just familiarize yourself with it. You can start adding friends. But they will have to accept your friend request.
How do I add Cecil as a friend? The whole point of this is to keep an eye on him.
Okay. You type in Dad's name here, and you see his profile pops up, and you click add friend.
And what happens now?
You have to wait for him to accept your friend request.
Where is he? Cecil!
Mom?
Cecil!
Lucille, I'm not here. What is it?
Accept my friend request on Facebook now.
What?
I said accept my friend request on Facebook now.
You are on Facebook?
I helped her to set it up, Dad.
I am busy pulling out weeds. I will deal with that later.
Oh, you don't want me to see your shenanigans. Accept my friend request or you will not hear the last of it.
Anil, I'm so glad you reached home. I got something very exciting to tell you.
Hi, Marlo. Anybody from GPL been here?
No.
Oh. They've been by mommy there to check out the meter.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would have passed here, though.
Maybe they haven't reached your side yet. Anyway,
but last bill that come, when we go in and query it, it looked a little funny to me.
What do you mean it looked funny?
You don't think it should come for less?
How?
We've been conserving. And last month, the bill come for less.
Yeah, but what different we've been doing these last couple of weeks?
What different? I'm making sure I unplug what we're not using. If I ain't watching TV, I turn it off.
Yes, but Anil, we've been burning the AC more because this place hot. It's a couple of nights while we sleep with the AC whole night.
Oh, shoots. You know I didn't think about that.
Plus, the AC in Mina's room is on too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder what we could do about this AC pulling so much current though. I wonder if there's anything GPL can do.
I know. GPL ain't responsible for how much you burn your AC. All they're responsible for is to check and see how much energy you burn for 1 month and charge you accordingly.
Yeah, but I can still ask.
Anil, don't go waste the people time.
Look, they ain't gonna take nothing out of me or them. I just inquiring. The good thing about GPL is that you could call them if you got any problem. Message them on the website or go in and talk to them.
But in this COVID times, you gonna molest them people because you're burning UAC more than usual?
Are you making this song, Simon?
They got people with real issues who need to go into GPL. Not you. Listen, I'm serious. At least we could afford for pay we bills when the month come. But what about them people who can't?
Yeah, for real. Sometimes a man get lash with a big like bill and they can't pay it. Next thing, the disconnection crew rolling pony.
But it don't have to come to that. If you get a bill and you know that you can't pay all one time, I'm sure you can go into GPL. Explain to them and work out something and not be disconnected.
True. But you know some people would blame GPL for a big bill.
Like what you didn't try for do just now. When is we burning the AC?
Listen, I just trying for save some money.
Nobody can say that since the power utility upgrade, GPL sending them no estimated bill. You pay for what you burn.
I know, babes. But I still glad people could go in and query the bill.
Of course. Anyway, can I tell you my news now?
I wonder if we could change them AC units. You know, get some that burn less.
And what you gonna do with these good units?
What do you mean? Sell them now?
Look, Anil, let me talk about it later. I got something to tell you.
All right. What is it?
Kavita called me.
And?
How you mean, and? When last I tell you Kavita called me? I's the one who's always calling she.
Oh, yeah, babes. It's true. So why she called?
You know, just a gaff. But now she got me worrying a little about Kemal.
What's going on with you?
Apparently, he stopped talking to the counselor and still smoking.
Well, I ain't gonna judge a young man. I mean, them children went through a really tough time. We don't talk enough about the effects of a child's sexual abuse in this country, you know.
Yeah, it still breaks my heart every time I think about it.
They find the uncle yet?
He's hiding somewhere in America.
Don't worry. One of these days, he gonna meet it. You don't do wickedness like that and get away in this life, you know.
But Anil, who knows how many other children this man abused? Kemal and Kavita couldn't be the only ones.
Look, Marlo, just thinking about it, they just make me sick.
Anyway, I think something going on with Kavita too, because you would never believe what she asked me.
What?
Anil, she want to come and stay with me a little bit.
What?
Yes, Kavita asked if she could come and stay in Murundi.
Dad, you're drinking again? You can't let Mom see you.
What has an old man got to lose, June? I don't care anymore. Lucille has made my life a living hell, and I will find comfort in the bottle until the good Lord is ready for me.
I don't want you to die before your time.
June, I have lived my life and I'm ready whenever the Lord is ready.
But I'm not ready. There is no reason you can't live another 10-15 years.
Not if Lucille has anything to do with it.
I'm wondering if I should go on this trip after all. I'm worried about leaving you two alone.
No, June, go. Go see your children. I'll be fine. I promise you.
I will have James come check on you every day. And I will ask Dinah to keep an eye too.
I don't know how Lucille will feel about that.
This is about your health and safety. Not hers right now.
Well, COVID hasn't taken either one of us. So?
Oh, Dad, don't talk like that.
I'm sorry, my dear.
I will call you every day.
Cecil!
Lucille?
I see you still haven't accepted my friend request.
Dad, just do it quickly to avoid an argument.
You can be friends with strange women, but not your wife.
I need another drink.
Drink? So now in your old age you're becoming a drunkard? I will not have it.
Cheers and safe travels, my daughter. Hug my grandchildren. Enjoy your family time. Be safe.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.